My guest at this time is Sherilyn Harley LeBon. She's on the National Advisory Board for the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, and they've been closely following the edicts of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. First, it was tobacco. More recently, it's been salt, and very recently, it's been large sugary drinks, the mayor wanting to ban anything larger than a 16-ounce soda. Now he's moving on to an area that folks might consider even a little more personal, and that's what you feed your newborn babies. The mayor is saying he wants formula out, and he wants all new mothers to be educated on why breastfeeding ought to be the only way to go. Sherilyn, how are you?
I am fine, Greg. Thanks for having me today.
You are welcome. And obviously, the mayor has delved into a number of areas that he considers important for overall health, both for, I would assume, his own constituents as well as the country. What do you make of his venturing into the formula world?
For me, personally, I think that Mayor Bloomberg has crossed the line. Because, first of all, breastfeeding is really a mother's personal preference. It shouldn't be mandated by a local government. I think it's great for us to encourage women to breastfeed. As I said in my statement, I breastfed for an extended period of time, but it was my choice. And here's what I find so troublesome. Already, 27 out of 40 New York hospitals have agreed that when a mother gives birth, that unless she has a medical reason, she will not be given formula. And I think that's very, very problematic because, Greg, there are many reasons why a woman may choose or not choose to breastfeed. It's really a very personal preference. Breastfeeding is a commitment. It's a commitment of time. You need to make sure you're eating a certain number of calories so that you're producing milk. So for these hospitals to say, we are completely on board with this, and that, in fact, we will keep the formula locked up unless there's a medical reason, I think that puts a new mother into a very, you know, precarious situation because she's exhausted, and now she has to negotiate with the nurse when she's just given birth. I think that is making these mothers jump through a hoop that is really unnecessary, Greg.
Sherilyn, I know you're not in the business of explaining why Mayor Bloomberg does what he does, but when you see him talking, you know, over the course of his administration about smoking bans and then salt and then sugary drinks, a lot of people consider that to be kind of a big government intrusive type of approach to things. But most people would agree that smoking and huge sodas and too much salt is not all that great for you. What's the problem with formula? I mean, there's obviously a strong consensus, I think, that breastfeeding would be best, but is there anything particularly bad about formula?
Well, there are a number of studies out there, Greg, that would say that breastfeeding your baby for the first 6 months is really the optimal way to go. But remember, there are a number of health reasons why a mother just is not able to physically breastfeed. Again, she may not be producing enough milk. What happens if you have a mom who is undergoing chemotherapy, right? She's probably not going to be able to breastfeed. There are women who are taking medication for various ailments. They're not able to breastfeed. I mean, Greg, there's a long list of reasons why a mother may not be able to breastfeed, and formula is the best thing for her baby. There are also babies who are born with certain immune system problems, certain diseases, and for them, they really need the formula. I mean, it's a long list. And I think with this particular initiative, Mayor Bloomberg is stepping in and now is playing the role of a neonatal specialist and that of the role of a pediatrician. And I think, honestly, Greg, he has just gone too far this time.
Sherilyn, you've said a couple different times now you think he's gone too far. It's none of his business. From a political debate, do you think something like this is going to eventually happen? You mentioned the hospitals that have already gone on board with just him wanting to do this. There, as far as I know, there hasn't been any action by the city council or anything to validate this. So are people just ready to jump through hoops here, or do you think there's a line where folks will eventually draw in the sand?
Here's one distinction I'd like to make. For example, with the soda pop, Greg, That ban was, you know, specifically limited to restaurants, theaters, a few other venues. And if you decided that you wanted more pop to drink, you could just simply go across the street to 7-Eleven and buy a 2-liter, right?
Sure.
The difference here is in the hospital, you're pretty much held captive. You can't exactly get up from your hospital bed with the newborn and go and buy yourself formula. I mean, that's just not possible, Greg. So here, women are really left with no option. Either you're going to comply with this new initiative that you have to breastfeed, or you're going to be negotiating with the nurses and have to jump through a couple extra hoops in order to get the formula, because now you're going to need to justify what that medical reason is. And, Greg, here's the question. How are you going to justify it? Are they going to have to run tests? I mean, you know, there's no really, you know, it's very nebulous right now what that means. How are you going to have to justify for a medical reason? Does your own personal physician have to come in? I mean, meanwhile, how much time is this going to take? And meanwhile, the baby hasn't been fed. There are so many problems with this, Greg, and they haven't really thought through the implications of this type of initiative.
Well, there's a lot of issues that get folks' dander up. The mothers of newborn children is a group that I'm not sure any politician really wants to lock horns with. We'll see if there is a blowback here or whether the mayor gets his way. Sherilyn, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Always love being on with you.
Thank you so much. Sherilyn Harley-Lebon is a member of the National Advisory Board for the Project 21 Black Leadership Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.